It's now time for our weekly conversation with New Mexico United owner and CEO, Peter Trevisani. Let's get caught up with anything and everything United. Here's Peter, Joe, and Sam.
All right, let's get right to it. President, CEO of New Mexico United, and United on the road in Phoenix next Saturday night. We'll have that game for you. We'll give you more information on that. But each week we like to catch up with Pete and talk about the previous game and a whole lot more. And Pete, even though there was a lot of college basketball going on, and I was ready to skip on to Phoenix. No, you like to always just talk it out, right? A loss at Charleston United, falling 4-0. Coach Quill said he didn't recognize the group that was playing that night. He took responsibility, and sometimes over the course of a 34-game season or whatever, games like that are going to happen, Pete.
Yeah, look, I think Coach Quill summed it up. It was one of the more disappointing performances in the history of our club. And part of why it was disappointing is I think we've seen so much better the first 2 weeks. And I think everyone felt it. So Coach Quill summed that up. You know, we not to make excuses, we did have a number of guys that were back at the hotel with a stomach, you know, type bug that were too ill to come and play, and we certainly were shorthanded, and the guys that out there weren't, you know, 100%, but there's no excuse. They're pros, and we need to come out with a much stronger effort.
Yeah, and Alex, not having Alex Tambakis in the net, obviously, is one thing. And like you said, you know, there were all kinds of things going on. But it was, as you said, uncharacteristic in the history of this club. Another, you know, when I saw him last Wednesday, I talked about the trip to Rhode Island. And it's 4,500 miles round trip by my count. Charleston's probably another 3,000. And he immediately said, I am not going to use travel is an excuse. This is a professional league. Everybody's got to travel, but that's back-to-back weeks of a lot of miles. There are a lot of frequent flyer miles there, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, Coach is right. Like it is, but that's the job. And the job isn't to be at your best when it's easy. The job is to be at your best when it's hard. And those were really challenging circumstances, and we didn't bring our best effort, and I think that that's what was disappointing. I think Coach certainly expressed that in the locker room in a very strong manner to the players, so there was no doubt about where he stood, and I think the players also felt that they just, they let themselves down, they let our fans down, and that's not why they have the crest on their chest or their family's name on their back, and so it does happen, and it won't be the last time it happens in the history of the club, but we need to really regroup and do better against Phoenix.
All right, so now three matches in, still got 4 points after the three at home against Pittsburgh and the one on the road at Rhode Island. But let's look forward like you always do, and we're playing a team that goes back to the history of this program and the great battles we've had at Phoenix. The match on Saturday night, I have a feeling Coach Quill will have a different team on the field, at least psychologically, than maybe last week.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to see guys competing for their spots this week in practice. And look, it's not a shocker that I really hate Phoenix. I hate the Rising. I hate I don't like them. They're a rival. I don't like the way they carry themselves. There's a lot of arrogance. They kind of look down on us, and so every time we beat them, it just feels that much better, like we did last year towards the tail end of the season. And so it's a club that I think is sort of the opposite of New Mexico United. I mean, they're very successful. They're the defending champion. So, you know, we certainly what they're doing is working for them. But it's our job Saturday night to, they're behind us in the standings right now, and we need to kind of put them further in the rearview mirror because it's a good team, and they're going to be competing with us for a playoff spot come the end of the season.
We're talking to New Mexico United CEO Peter Trevisani here on Team Talk ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm with you on that one, Pete. You know, a lot of people point towards El Paso, but I'm with you on that one as far as the number one rival, just because of, I mean, it started back in the very first season, like you said. It's going to be a fun one Saturday night, 8:30 the start, 7:30 our coverage right here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And you talked about something, Pete, that we heard at different times towards the end of last season. There's still a lot left to play, but was that the message, whether it was for the new guys playing their first games with United, the returners, was that the message coming in from the very beginning that every time you go out there, it's an audition for your job?
Absolutely. We have a really we have a young team, a lot of new players, and nobody is guaranteed their spot. You know, Coach Quill really demands your full attention. You know, if soccer isn't the most important thing in your life, then you know you're not going to see eye to eye with Coach. You know, these guys are pros; they get paid to do their job. They work hard. They're in our community. And our players are amazing. We've got a great group of guys. But here we are early in the season. And so what Coach Quill wants to do is just see, hey, who's really all in? And who really wants to put the crest above themselves and is willing to make a sacrifice? That's what you look for in any sport and any teammates. And the first, you know, 6, 7, 8 games is where you really sort all that out. And then you move forward from there. You know, I love our team. I think we got some great young players. I can't wait for them to become more household names over the next, you know, few months. But, you know, they all have to fight for it every week and earn it. And that's what makes it exciting.
Interestingly enough, it's those two teams back-to-back, United at Phoenix this coming Saturday, and then April 6th back at the Lab against El Paso Locomotive. You can get your tickets for that one, NewMexicoUTD.com to get your tickets, get yourself in line ready for El Paso Locomotive on April 6th. And I mean, it's a total hypothetical, Pete, because you guys don't have control over the schedule, but is it almost one of those things where coming off of a result the way things went against Charleston, where if you could almost hand pick who your next couple of games would be against, it would be kind of like this, just to try to get the guys fired back up?
You know, so I'm speaking with Ben Perlman, who's the head coach of Charleston. And, you know, Charleston hosted the finals last year. They lost in a shootout, right? They were just a couple PKs away from being the champs. And last year they lost a game 7-0. And Ben said, hey, you know, it was horrible. We lost 7-0. But I told the team I'd much rather lose one game 7-0 than 7 games 1-0. And I think you have to put that in perspective. Whether you win or lose, it's just one game. It's one point of reference, and you can't get too high. You can't get too low. So I think that going into Phoenix, certainly everyone is focused and retrenched. And not that you need it against Phoenix or El Paso, but if you're, but you know, coming off a real butt kicking that we got down in Charleston, it wasn't like it was close, and it was it could have been worse. You know, this is where we're at, and I think we're going to have to respond, and responding against Phoenix and El Paso would go a long way to showing the rest of the league that we're a team to be, we're a contender and not a team that's going to be sitting in the bottom third.
Yeah, got to keep it all in perspective. This season goes into October, and we hope it goes into late October, maybe even early November, Pete. All right, well, you got a chance to go after the defending USL champs on Saturday night. We'll have the game for you, 7:30 pregame, 8:30 kick. And then, like Sam said, this match a week from then against El Paso at the Lab. We had a crowd of 12,000 plus at the first game. Get your tickets at NewMexicoUTD.com. It was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that day. It's going to be at 7 o'clock against El Paso Locomotive, and we'll look forward to that one, but let's try and take care of business on Saturday night at Phoenix, Pete.
Absolutely, Joe, and hey, but I really want to, how's your bracket doing? I'm sure you've been talking about it.
Pete, we're up against the clock, Pete. I'm just kidding. My bracket is dismantled. Hey, your Boston College Eagles there made a nice run in the ACC tournament.
They lost
last night in the NIT, a close game to UNLV, Pete. But how is your bracket holding up, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, I got off to an amazing, I'm glad, you know, I only brought it up to talk about mine, which is the first night, I came out, I was 14-2, coming off of, off the early rounds. So I didn't pick Oakland, and I didn't pick, I had Drake over Washington State, I believe.
Okay.
But otherwise, I got all the 11 seeds. I was on a roll, and then it all came crashing down. So, you know, just a little false hope in the beginning.
Hey, welcome to our world, Pete. You see, Sam, I'm telling you, we could talk hoops. We could talk NFL with Pete. We could talk some baseball. We love water polo.
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah, baseball season.
Don't tell me, Pete.
Oh, my. It's Celtics playoffs, hockey, the Bruins, the whole nine yards. Pete, we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday night, and hopefully we are talking about 3 points out of Phoenix. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and doing it every single Monday. That's Peter Trevisani, President CEO of New Mexico United. All right, we got the top five when we come back. And believe me, Sam has got one cooking for you. Coming up next in the top five, a referee was pulled at halftime of an NCAA tournament game. But the real story is the fact that apparently no one knew of the issue that led to the decision to remove that red referee. We'll have that for you and much more next. ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.